The Gospels According to Love audio, Matthew chapter 17, April 16, 2005, Jesus, Moses, and Elias. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, bringing them up into a high mountain apart from the others. Jesus transfigured before them, his face shining before them as the sun, his raiment white as light. Behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias talking with Jesus. Then Peter spoke to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elias." While Peter still spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. A voice came out of a cloud saying, "This is our beloved Son, in whom we are well pleased. You should hear him." When the disciples heard the voices, they fell on their faces, being sorely frightened. Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Arise, be not afraid." When they lifted their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus. When they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Love is risen from the dead." Jesus' disciples ask him, "Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come?" Jesus answered, "Truly, Elias will come first come and restore all things. I say Elias came already, and they knew him not, but they have done to him whatsoever they willed. Likewise, the Son of Love will suffer by their hands." Then the disciples understood that Jesus spoke to them of John the Baptist. They came to a multitude, and there a certain man knelt down to Jesus, saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sorely vexed. Oftentimes he falls into the fire, often into the water. I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him." Jesus answered, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me." Jesus converted the hay. The hay departed out of him, and the child healed from that very hour. When the disciples were with Jesus apart from the others, they asked, "Why could we not cast the hay out?" Jesus replied, "Because of your unbelief, I say to you. But if you have faith as a mustard seed, and you say to this mountain, 'Move there to another place,' it will be removed. Nothing is impossible to you. This kind of hate goes not out but by fasting and prayer." While they stayed in Galilee, Jesus said, "The Son of Love shall be betrayed into the hands of men. They shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again." Those with him were exceedingly sorry. When they came to Capernaum, the ones who collected tribute money came to Peter, saying, "Does not your master pay tribute?" Peter said yes. When Peter arrived at the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What are you thinking, Simon? Of who do you, the kings of the earth take custom of tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?" Peter replied, "Of strangers." Jesus spoke to him, "Then children are free. Still we want not to offend them. Go ye to the sea, cast a hook. Take up the fish that first comes up, and when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you."